The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Who gets up this early?
Huh? Anybody? Guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
I just think it's going to be a good day.
Guess what day it is?
You asked for it, and you got it. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic on 94.5 The Answer.
8:05 on this Wednesday morning. We have a lot to cover in this third and final hour of the show. We'll be joined by Mike Gallagher for a preview of the Mike Gallagher Show coming up at 9 o'clock. Got lots of other info that we need to cover. But first off, want to spend a few minutes with Jim Donahue, who is the Vice President of Marketing and Business Development with the Lawrence Electric Cooperative, which is a member-owned electric cooperative here in the upstate of South Carolina, organized in 1939 by a group of citizens who were concerned about families in the area being able to have access to electricity. Jim is on our guest line. We always welcome guests. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Joey. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. Appreciate your time this morning. Let's just start with the basics. What is an electric cooperative, and how is it different than, say, some of the other companies like Duke Energy and other electric companies?
And so, Joey, that's a great question. First, we serve, Lawrence Electric Co-op serves 63,000 member customers in seven counties in the upstate of South Carolina. We primarily serve Greenville, Lawrence, and Spartanburg counties. But, so there's three things to your question. There are three things that make Lawrence Electric and other co-ops unique to other corporations. Number one, we're owned by the customers we serve. Number two, those same customers democratically elect our board of directors. And number three, our profit, which we call margin, is returned back to our member customers.
Yep. On your website, Jim, and kind of what sparked this conversation was I received my annual meeting notice, and that meeting is coming up pretty soon here, Friday, June the 2nd, you can register and vote. Saturday, June the 3rd, you can register and vote. And the thing that got my attention, Jim, which you and I emailed back and forth, and I appreciate your time and your quick response to that is, I remember as a kid, and then later in life, as an adult, driving my dad down to Lawrence. We live in Greer. We've been customers or members of the Lawrence Electric Cooperative for a number of years. And I remember bringing my dad down to Lawrence. He loved to come down to the annual meeting because there was always food, there was always entertainment. He caught up with old friends. And so when I got the registration and the invitation this year, I saw that it was going to be a virtual meeting again. And I understand that because of COVID, this was the only option at the time. So my question to you yesterday via email was, have you guys considered going back to the old in-person meetings rather than having a virtual meeting? And literally, as I understand it, this year again, you'll just pretty much drive through, vote, and keep moving. Any discussion of maybe going back to the live in-person meetings?
Yes, Joey, and that's a great question, and we have, and I can tell you that we love hearing that story about you and your family coming to the annual meeting, and there's no doubt a big part of LEC's history has been the in-person annual meeting, and we certainly don't want to lose that connection with the segment of members who enjoy that in-person annual meeting. As you said, we have live music, the food, the giveaways. But for us as co-ops, and this has always been a long-term concern for us, is getting the participation level where we would need it long-term. And so when we moved to the drive-through registration, COVID was a catalyst for us to move in this direction, but because of law requirements, we were moving in this direction anyway, just quicker. But I can tell you that as far as participation level goes, we have double the amount of participation in this process with our members through the drive-through, and that makes, you know, that's ultimately what we want, is more participation. It makes the co-op stronger, but we certainly absolutely don't want to lose that connection that the members have with that in-person annual meeting. And it's so important to us that absolutely we will consider each year a possible approach how we could do something like a hybrid.
Yeah, a hybrid meeting where people who want to be there in person can, but if you don't have the time, I do love the idea, and I think this was started via a state statute that the legislature passed to give people more opportunity to vote. So I like the idea of the Friday voting, because some people may not be able to come on Saturday, but maybe have a hybrid type meeting to where people can come, participate, can sit there and be a part of the business meeting. But at the same time, for those who can't, give them the opportunity to do the drive through as well. You know, the thing that crossed my mind, and again, I appreciate you being with us, Jim, on our guest line, Jim Donahue. He's Vice President of Marketing and Business Development with Lawrence Electric Cooperative. The first thing that came to my mind, Jim, and I don't think that this is has any part of why you guys are doing what you're doing, but after COVID, we saw other bodies like city councils and school boards really refused to start having their in-person meetings again because they had gotten used to the virtual meetings. And in some cases, they literally had to be forced back to those in-person meetings. And I guess my only concern on the business side of things is, yes, I realize that you're streaming the business meeting, but a lot of people may not have access to a computer or may not be able to participate in the business part of the meeting if they don't have that ability to go online.
Yeah, and Joey, that's a very fair point. And what I can tell you is that is the most important, one of the most critical things that we think upon with this annual meeting. And I can tell you that the member having a voice during this whole process is crucial. And we have done it in a way that level of voice that a member can have has not changed from in-person or to drive-through registration virtual meeting. And what I mean by that is, and you mentioned the first one, so during the business meeting, it is interactive. So members can ask real-time questions, get real-time answers, but not all of our members are tech savvy, and we understand that. So what we've done is that we make sure all through the registration process that our members have a voice, that at any time they have any concerns or issues, there's designated areas for them to pull off and discuss those with us. We have other communication vehicles, tools that they can use. But we also encourage our members, and we hope that our members don't wait just to the annual meeting if they have a concern or about the operation of Lawrence Electric Co-op. We want to know about that right away. Not just wait till the annual meeting.
Yeah, well, and let me say this too, Jim. I happen to have property in other service areas, so I deal with other electric companies, and by far, and I don't want to get myself in trouble here, I'm not going to name the others, but by far, Lawrence Electric, you guys are the most responsive, the most customer friendly of any that I deal with. So I applaud you for that. You got a great team, Jim. You have a great team of people who are out there working every day to provide a service to people in the Lawrence Electric service area.
And Joey, I appreciate that, and I couldn't say that any better. I will say that I know that our employees work hard every day to deliver that service, and so they will really appreciate hearing that. So thank you.
Yep. Well, and you know, the annual meeting, it's a fun time, and even with the drive through, I mean, you get a $25 bill credit as a gift for registering. The first several thousand people who come through will receive a Yeti Rambler 10-ounce tumbler, and there's just all, there's a drawing for a LEC fleet vehicle. So there's always fun things going on. You guys make it fun. I appreciate that part of it. Well, hopefully next year, I hope that you guys will consider, and you can go ahead and just write this down as a Joey Hudson request, that next year maybe we have more of a hybrid meeting so that we can get back, and have some of those fun activities in person, too. But again, I applaud you for what you do, and just really appreciate Lawrence Electric, and look, you know, you keep our electricity on, and that's what you're there for.
Well, thank you for that, Joey.
Yep. Jim, it's a pleasure. Thank you for your time today. Good luck with the upcoming meeting, and I hope we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Joey.
Sure thing. Jim Donahue, Vice President of Marketing and Business Development with Lawrence Electric. Had you ever thought about that? Maybe you live in a different area. Maybe you live in Lawrence Electric service area too. Would you prefer an in-person meeting versus a virtual meeting or drive-through voting? Or are you one of those who evidently finds it more convenient just to drive through, register, vote, and keep moving? Maybe that is a good thing. Love to hear from you. 877-235-9405. It's 816 on The Morning Answer. Turn it up.
It's The Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
Okay, so we are headed into June, and you want to build that outdoor living area, that outdoor kitchen area, and you're just not quite sure how to get started. Well, that's what the team at Big Rock is there to do. For many years now, the team at Big Rock have been providing the best variety, the best quality of stone, as well as their expert service and advice. So if you're an architect, a builder, a contractor, and you're looking for a better source for natural stone and hardscape, Big Rock is your answer. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, if you love working in your home's own backyard and you're just not quite sure how to get started, Big Rock is your answer as well. They're there to help you every step of the way, and they're easy to find. Just head out Augusta Road, cross over 85, and start looking for South Carolina's largest stone yard, and let the team at Big Rock help you get started on that dream project. Find them online as well at gobigrock.com. GoBigRock.com. It's 817.
Brandon Tatum wants parents to stand up.
With this Kappa Gamma, with a dude that's 6'2", 260 pounds, in a sorority house with all of these women, you just transitioned 30 minutes ago. You ain't a woman. I just don't understand why we tolerate this in our society today. Why can't we finally grow a spine and say enough is enough?
Get the right answer with Brandon Tatum, weeknights at 6 on 94.5. The Answer.
Did you know that in South Carolina, nearly 1,800 children don't have a place to call home? Miracle Hill stands in the gap, recruiting Christian foster families and equipping them with the tools they need to help vulnerable children overcome their trauma. The cost is expensive, and we're solely funded 100% by donations from people like you. Seeing these children change from scared and broken to happy and thriving makes our work worthwhile. Will you help us stand in the gap? Give today or learn more at miraclehill.org.
There's a lot to celebrate this month. Graduation, the end of the school year, and warmer months ahead. Why not celebrate in a clean home by calling the cleaning pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning? Their patented technology, ZR Water, is scientifically proven to clean better than detergents. And if you schedule your appointment today, you'll get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129. Give them a call or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. for three rooms for just $129.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
58 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Robertson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 58 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Robertson and Son roof. Now, you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Robertson & Son for their roofing needs for nearly six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 58 years. Make it a Joe Robertson & Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robertsonroofing.net.
At Ingles, we are proud to introduce our all-new curbside service. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app to order, and our friendly staff will bring your groceries right to your car and have you ready to go in no time. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
I knew that President Biden would be left of center. I never dreamed he'd be left of Lenin.
Welcome back, friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
They can use all the different words they want other than crisis, but what they're doing is they are losing credibility with the American people.
Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Back to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
A23 on this Wednesday. Portions of today's show brought to you by the Bank of Travers Rest. When it comes to banking, there's no better bank than my bank, the Bank of Travers Rest. They've been serving our community since 1946, and I've been a customer about half that time. And they've grown into our area's favorite community bank. Let me encourage you to visit them and learn why they should be your new bank. Bank of Travers Rest. Find them at bankoftraversrest.com. Bank of Travers Rest member. FDIC. So here we go. The Rules Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives last night advanced the debt ceiling bill to the floor of the U.S. House, which it's expected that there will be a vote today. The Rules Committee voted 7-6 to adopt the rule. Now, that was a close vote there. We had two Republicans, Representative Chip Roy and Representative Ralph Norman, Ralph, of course, from South Carolina, joining the Democrats and opposing the rule, with Representative Norman saying that no Republican should support the deal as it stands now.
It's an insult to get a 100-page bill and be asked to decide on it on the spot. I won't buy a microwave unless I get it in writing. And here we are at the last minute. No, it doesn't make sense, folks, for any of you. Once you dissect the bill, this bill is un-American. It defies conservatism. No Republican in good conscience should support this.
Now, The Hill this morning is reporting a list of Republicans who say they're leaning towards voting against the bill. Now, I'm not quite sure what Kevin Speaker McCarthy's cushion is there as far as how many votes he can lose, but I don't think it's many. Right now, The Hill's reporting that Republican no votes are Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona, Dan Bishop from North Carolina, Lauren Boebert, Vern Buchanan, Ken Buck, Eric Burlinson, Kat McCamick, Andrew Clyde, Mike Collins, Eli Crane, Byron Donald, Russell Fry from South Carolina as well, Matt Gaetz, Bob Good, Harriet Hageman, Diane Harshbarger, and Wesley Hunt, all Republicans. Hunt is a freshman congressman, said that the concessions that McCarthy had made to Biden in negotiations over the debt limit fall short of my expectations and the expectations of my friends and neighbors in Congressional District 38. Also joining that list, too, is Representative Nancy Mace from the 1st Congressional District of South Carolina. As I mentioned, Russell Fry and Ralph Norman have expressed that they are opposed to the bill in its current form. Nancy Mace came out in opposition as well. She announced on Twitter, she said, quote, after factoring in a small cut to discretionary spending over the next 2 years, we are still talking about $6 trillion more or less in spending because of large increases in spending elsewhere. In other words, it's a wash spending-wise, she wrote. The bill doesn't actually set a debt limit. Rather, it suspends the debt limit entirely until January 2nd, 2025, and there's no actual amount capping the debt ceiling. So basically, rather than saying, okay, we're going to add $2 more trillion to the debt limit, we've given Congress a blank check, I suppose. My colleague Charlie Kirk yesterday did a wonderful job explaining what his understanding of what Speaker McCarthy has and how they came to this decision. And Charlie Kirk was not very kind to South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Kirk's position, and he claims to have spoken to several people inside the Beltway who have been part of the discussions. And Charlie Kirk says that part of the issues that they were having and what was sort of limiting their negotiation was the fact that Senator Lindsey Graham had already said that if there were any cuts in defense spending, particularly cuts that would affect our spending in Ukraine, that he would dissect it and would tear it apart, destroy it when it came over to the Senate. So Charlie Kirk's point yesterday was that you had Speaker McCarthy trying to negotiate, knowing that his members of his own party across the aisle would take it apart, would tear it apart, if it included any defense spending reductions at all. Nancy Mace, back to Nancy Mace, she highlighted a provision of the bill that would allow the director of the Office of Management and Budget to spend money irrespective of PAYGO regulations, which were enacted in Congress or by Congress in 1990 and require all new federal spending to not add to the national debt. She says that one line wipes out PAYGO. Mace also complained that the bill does not reduce funding for the 87,000 IRS agent hires, does not repeal the Biden-Harris student debt relief program, and raise work requirements for food stamp benefits by 4 years from 50 to 54. The bill fully funds every spending request by the administration. Republicans got outsmarted by a president who can't find his pants, she wrote. Now, on the other side of that, on the flip side, you've got people complaining about the work requirements and that is just unfair and offensive to poor people. On CNN State of the Union yesterday, one of their political commentators, Ashley Allison, claimed that congressional Republicans insisting on work requirements for those on welfare benefits, that is offensive to poor people.
I think it's important to note that also Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare are all staying safe, not being touched at all. I think the Republicans' obsession with work requirements are offensive to poor people, assuming that people want to be poor and don't have the fight inside of them to work hard. It's offensive, and I think it will ultimately come a backlash. But I think the way that they were able to negotiate and protect veterans, people who are homeless, is really important. I also think, though, is Kevin McCarthy going to be able to get it done in his caucus? I mean, we were all sitting here at 2 a.m. in the morning seeing if he can get speaker votes, and we weren't sure what concessions he made. And so can he hold his caucus together, or is he going to have to rely on Democrats yet again so that our country doesn't default?
Well, if the list that I just read that was published by The Hill this morning of Republicans who say they cannot support it as it is, I guess Speaker McCarthy is going to have to rely on some Democrats. We'll see. Mike Gallagher is going to join us for a preview of the Mike Gallagher Show up next. It's 8:31 on The Morning Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.